No smoking. Okay. Just wanted to get that out of the way. I have several announcements I'm supposed to make before we begin the reading. Next question.
Do you have any questions?
That's out of order. Okay. Okay. Our next poet will be Philip Levine, who will be reading March 15th at 8:30 p.m. in the Modern Languages Auditorium. And that should be worth coming to. He's a good poet. There's a new literary magazine, which has just come out in Tucson, called Ironwood, which is published by Michael Cudahy. And it's available at the Hip Pocket Bookstore, at Gayatri, and at the Arizona Bookstore. And it's a lovely little magazine. Tomorrow night at Pima College, John Anderson will be reading his poetry in the East Dining Hall, Building A, at 8:30. Okay, John Anderson, East Dining Hall, Pima College, 8:30. Tonight, after Marvin Bell's reading, there'll be a reception in the Terrace Lounge of the Student Union. Okay. A man impersonating Marvin Bell will be reading tonight. He's born in the East and has published two books of poetry and several pamphlets. The first book was called A Probable Volume of Dreams, published by Athenaeum. The second and most recent is The Escape into You. He teaches at the Graduate Writers Workshop at the University of Iowa, where he was my teacher about 5 years ago. His batting average is .325, and should be enjoyable reading. Marvin? He's also known as Joe Elephant.
This is a very freaky campus, isn't it? Excuse me while I do this. I guess I should try this. Is it working now? If I read about this level? Is it working now? Is there someone on the controls? Is it working now? Is it working now? Okay. Well, I'm pleased to be here. Let me chatter while I get this unpacked. Because, among other things, because there's so many good writers here and because there's such a serious attention given to literature, poetry included. And it'll get mushy if I say more, so I won't.